Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
And the Kinks, you really got me. Local news, time to sit to WRJN. Scott Fisher from the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight is going to be with us in just a few minutes from now. It's 7 o'clock.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Efforts to patch things up underway after the epic bromance between President Trump and Elon Musk imploded. Musk suggested the president is listed on Jeffrey Epstein's files and needs to be impeached. Mr. Trump threatened to kill government contracts with SpaceX. Correspondent Naomi Ruckham.
There are reports this morning that the two may have a chat today. We'll be keeping tabs on that. According to Politico, White House aides have been trying to convince President Trump to tone down the public insults and have even scheduled a phone call today with Elon Musk to reach a possible truce.
A tumultuous night across Ukraine. Officials say Russia targeted six regions with hundreds of drones and missiles in one of the biggest aerial attacks of the three-year war. Ukrainian officials say three emergency responders were killed. The BBC's Paul Adams is in the capital.
The people here of Kyiv have experienced many, many, many nights just like the one we had last night. They spent a good chunk of it, like we did, in shelters, occasionally venturing out to listen to the sound of anti-aircraft fire, and occasionally very, very large explosions indeed.
Moscow says it's payback for Sunday's drone attacks on air bases deep inside Russia. A Massachusetts high school student is back home 6 days after he was arrested by ICE agents on his way to volleyball practice.
Family, friends, and classmates cheered 18-year-old Marcelo Gomes da Silva as he arrived home. He's relieved to be out of detention.
That police, it's not good. It's not good.
He says he didn't meet anyone dangerous there.
Most people down there are all workers. They all got caught going to work.
Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton was there for Marcelo's release.
This administration is not keeping us safe by putting 18-year-old honors students in prison.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The government releases a new monthly jobs report next hour. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Everyone is watching and waiting to understand, is the labor market holding up, or is all of this tariff uncertainty creating more of an impact than we're expecting?
Today marks 81 years since U.S. and Allied soldiers landed in France for the final chapter of World War II. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is in Normandy this D-Day.
It is a sheer privilege to stand in this cemetery among heroes and before God, an incredible monument to the sacrifices American warriors made on the beaches of Normandy.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Hopefully this is it. An air quality advisory remains in effect for all of southeastern Wisconsin through midday today. It's been nearly all week with hopes of clearing out coming and going. The DNR says pollution levels may continue to be unhealthy for sensitive groups, especially along the Lake Michigan shoreline. People with asthma or heart conditions are again urged to limit extended outdoor activity until conditions improve. A Kenosha Quick Trip sold a $2 million scratcher. The Wisconsin Lottery says Joshua Barty claimed the top prize from a $2 million cash scratch ticket he bought at the Quick Trip by Walmart. Barty is the first to win the grand prize in this new lottery game, which launched just last month. That Quick Trip in Summers has a lucky streak, having sold million-dollar tickets in both 2024 and 2018. The Raymond School District in Racine County is under scrutiny after a new financial report was released this week. Online, read all about how the district is working to address concerns and maintain transparency for the community. Go deeper on the story at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Located right on the scenic riverfront, the Chart Room is Racine's go-to spot for great food, cold drinks, and unbeatable vibes. Known for their famous Chart Room Chicken, this hot spot also has live entertainment on Saturdays from 7:30 to 10:30. Fun doesn't stop there. Just a short walk, head to Bridge Tender Tavern for Friday karaoke at 8 p.m. and sing your heart out. Whether you're here for the food or music, enjoy it all while watching boats glide by and the sunset from the comfort of their patios. Cheers to good times by the water.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers begin a three-game series against the San Diego Padres in second place in the NL West behind the Dodgers. Chad Patrick on the mound for Milwaukee. NBA, the Pacers were down by as much as 15 points in the fourth quarter last night in game one of the finals on ESPN.
Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving. Pulls off jump shot.
Pacers win 111-110 over the Thunder. Game two is Sunday night. NFL, Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a one-year deal to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has worked with the quarterback's coach before in Green Bay.
The quarterback coach is actually a guy named Tom Arth. Tom Arth was in the quarterback room with me in 2006 in Green Bay. The first offseason I ever did went through the Mike McCarthy quarterback school. It was me and Tom Arth and Tom Clements.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, and we're going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke again here today. But we will become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with showers likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
But when I was a kid, the biggest food thing that happened to me, when they invented the Pop-Tart, the back of my head blew right off. You gotta think back to when the Pop-Tart came out. It was the 60s. We had toast! We had shredded wheat. It was like wrapping your lips around a wood chipper. And in the midst of that dark and hopeless moment, the Kellogg's Pop-Tart suddenly appeared out of Battle Creek, Michigan, which, as you cereal fans know, is the corporate headquarters of Kellogg's, because it seems like a cereal Silicon Valley of breakfast super scientists conceiving of a frosted, fruit-filled, heatable rectangles in the same shape as the box it comes in. And with the same nutrition as the box it comes in, too. I don't know how long it took them to invent the Pop-Tart, but they must have come out of that lab like Moses with the two tablets of the Ten Commandments. The Pop-Tart is here! Two in the packet! Two slots in a toaster! Let's see you screw this up. Why two? One's not enough. Three's too many. And they can't go stale because they were never fresh.
Get to Scott Fisher. Got to tell you about the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest from Civic Media and WRJN. Download the Civic Media app right now. Look for the radio station's list there. You'll see WRJN on the list. Click on it and text the keyword WARM, W-A-R-M, WARM. Text that keyword this hour, because when you do text the keyword, you'll be in the running for, let's see what we got here. Oh, we got $100 cash. You're at $100. And also, you win or lose, if you, doesn't matter if you get the 100 or not, win or lose, you'll be in the running for a getaway to Door County or the Wisconsin Dells. So text that keyword to us right now. Download the Civic Media app. Don't wait. Do it now and look for WRJN on the list and text the keyword WARM, W-A-R-M. Do it now so you're in the running for some great prizes.
It's wonderful.
However did you manage it?
With tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up.
Well, Scott, I was talking to you before. This is the only kite song we know, right?
It's the only kite song we know. And I just love that music.
Yeah, from Mary Poppins. I only saw Mary Poppins as an adult. I didn't see it as a kid for some reason. And my mother did, too. She loved the movie after she saw it. It's a great movie. We just never saw it. Yeah.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. And they have some great kite flying scenes in it, too.
All right, how long have you been with the Out of Sight Kite Flight? You're from the Gift of Wings. That's your store. And you started the Out of Sight Kite Flight. When did you start this all?
22 years ago.
Whoa.
I can't believe it. The city of Kenosha came up to one of our kite festivals in Milwaukee and said, we want to do this in Kenosha. And that's where it all started.
And you said you got any wind in Kenosha? Because you're going to have some kind of wind.
Well, yeah, of course. I came down and I checked out all the spots, and Kennedy Park was the park that I thought was the best because it's right on Lake Michigan, and we always get those great, you know, those great winds right off the water. So it became a very popular place to fly kites.
Or you can get a bunch of politicians there, and they can speak and get a lot of wind.
Well, since some of those politicians will be at the Out of Sight Kite Flight,
This is not a secret. We didn't just make this up. They know about it. Okay, it's the IKEA. You got a nice name sponsor at the front of it. IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight, presented by the City of Kenosha and Gift of Wings. I've been to a number of these kite flights.
And, I know you have.
And when you launch all the kites, you have a big launch. I mean, I don't know how these giant kites get started. These big box kites, you know, it's the one in the shape of a rectangle box.
Oh, sure.
I don't know how they stay up there. I know how a regular kite does, but I don't know how those big box ones stay up in the sky so long.
Well, the same principle. The wind gets at the back of the kite and just pushes it up in the air.
Yeah, but they're so heavy. I don't know.
Strong winds. That's what we have in Kenosha.
And airplanes stay up, too, and they're pretty heavy, so I guess the kites, too. Okay, so now, if somebody wants to bring their own kite there, could they do that? Or they could buy a kite there if you don't have one.
Oh, sure. Yeah, and the way we're going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and in our grand launch, and we're going to try, Don, to launch 400 to 500 kites all at the same time to that music that you just played, Mary Poppins' Let's Go Fly a Kite. And that is not us. This is the public. So I want the public to bring their kites. If they don't have a kite, certainly they can buy one from us at Gift of Wings in the park and be part of this great event. And we want to see how many kites we can get in the air.
Now, I got to ask you, 400 to 500 kites, that's a lot of string that could be tangled up. How do you keep them from getting tangled up?
Well, we don't. You know, it's quite
you're on your own.
Fun. And what I'm going to do is have you come out and help us untangle lines. What do you think of that?
I don't think about that, because when I get my shoelaces knotted up, there's screaming and everything in the house how I got a knot in the shoelace. And I try to get it. Could you imagine me with kite string? Whoa.
Why do I see a pair of scissors in your future?
No, I won't go that far. I do fight about it because I get dressed in the dark in the morning so I don't wake my wife up. And the shoes are dark, black, and the shoelaces are black. And that combination in the morning is not good. And I go like that in the morning, trying to get the knots out. But seriously, it sounds like a lot of fun. And it looks like Saturday is going to be spectacular weather. Sunday, for the most part, looks spectacular. And the only thing is you need wind. But you can't guarantee that, can you?
We can never guarantee wind. But, you know, a lot of times right along the edge of the water like that, we do get wind. Sometimes when they give us the weather forecasts, you know, it's different than what it is within 300 feet of the shoreline. So hopefully we'll have wind, and it looks like we're calling for 8 to 10 miles an hour on Saturday, and that is the perfect kite flying weather.
Well, you should have had what we had about 3 weeks ago that lifted all the trees up in Wind Point. And also just bent my flagpole over, the metal flagpole, in half, and took a box that I had on the porch and sent it airborne down the street. That's a wind. That would have taken people with their kites off the ground.
That's the kind of wind we don't want.
You'll see all
been
these
there, done that.
All these people just flying around with their kites. This is such a fun event. It really is. I've been to many of them there at the. This is in Kenosha at Kennedy Park. Now it's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th, from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And don't forget that grand launch at noon both days. Free parking with the event. The event is free, by the way. You don't have to pay to get in. Parking, featured performers, Fire and Ice, the Flaming, was it Emus?
Emus.
Is that like the commercial for Liberty Insurance with the emu?
Yes, I guess so.
Okay,
I never thought of it that way, but yeah.
Tell us about the stunt people, because last time I was here, you had people from Chicago come, and they're stunt flyers.
Well, the unbelievable. Fire and Ice, it's a two-person group. And they've been flying they've actually started right at the beginning of the out-of-sight kite flight. And they've been coming to every single out-of-sight kite flight since we started. So it's a two-member group, Kathy Brunell and Paul Koepke. And Kathy's from Chicago and Paul's from Milwaukee. And they really put on a great show. And they fly these two-line kites, sort of like the Blue Angels, only with kites and to music.
Yeah, they have handles on them, and they pull them about back and forth to do the ballet to the music, and just to watch them with these two hands and pulling it, and they got it down to a science where they really do a good job on it. But yeah, that is spectacular to watch. Now, when is that? When does that happen?
That'll come right after the grand launch.
Oh,
so the grand launch is at noon, and we'll start our performances, our professional performances, probably about 12:20, 12:30, with Fire and Ice. And then following Fire and Ice will be the Flaming Emus. And this is a very unique team. This is their first time in Kenosha, and it's a four-member team, and they fly Revolution kites. A revolution kite is a kite, you might remember this, Don. It has four lines on it, so you have two lines in each hand. And then instead of pulling back and forth, you move your wrists to change the aerodynamics of the kite to make it do different things.
I watch kids on the lakefront when I used to walk my dog at the North Beach in Milwaukee, in Racine. I used to watch them do the kites, and some of them were pretty good. And then you get the ones that get stuck in the trees. Once they're in the trees, the day is done. Yep, let's go. And in the winter, you still see the kite in the tree.
Or the skeleton of the kite.
Yeah, right. Okay, now, you also have a candy drop. You have a dash. What's all that? You got a lot of other events going on.
Well, before we get to the candy drop, Don, I want to tell you about a very unique flyer that's coming. That's actually two flyers. James Almas is coming in from Vancouver. And James, his claim to fame is that he flies 3 to 4 two-line stunt kites all at the same time to music. He started off flying one, and then he thought, well, that's kind of neat. So then he picked up another one, and he put one kite in one hand, one kite in his other hand. And then he thought, well, maybe I can do 3. So he attached one kite to his hips. He got pretty good at 3. So then he thought, well, I'm going to try for 4. And he put a kite on his shoulders. Imagine the brain action it takes to just think about that, trying to keep all these four kites together in unison again, like the Blue Angels, and to music. It is unbelievable. And this is his first time to Kenosha. Awesome. So we're really excited about him coming. And then there's Connor and Amy Doran. And you might remember them from America's Got Talent. And Connor has epilepsy. And he used kite flying or uses kite flying to sort of, you know, calm down stresses and it actually helped him avoiding seizures, along with his medication, of course. And he got pretty good at flying one of these four-line kites indoors to music with no wind. And he came in 12th out of 90,000 contestants. So we have Connor Dorn. He's going to perform outdoors with that kite, but he's also going to perform with six of those kites all in a row flying at the same time. It's magical.
I can't believe that guy is schlepping down from Vancouver. that's a trip to come. That's pretty big that he came down for the out of sight kite flight. That's big when you come across.
Really,
yeah, that's a long distance from Vancouver. Now let's get back to my favorite about the candy drop. What's all that about?
Well, the candy drop is where this is the city of Kenosha candy drop, and what we're going to do is we're going to hoist candy up on a kite about 200 or 300 feet, and we're going to have a countdown, and we're going to invite kids 5 to 8 and then 9 to 12 to come out onto the field and catch candy falling from the sky. Just imagine you're a kid and candy is falling from the sky.
You know, if you had M&M's dropping, I'd just stand under there with my mouth open and just have them just go right in there like, oh, yeah, good morning. That would be good. But these have wrappers on them, so you can't do that.
These have wrappers on them, yeah.
Kenosha's got kite talent. You'll explain. Is that what you were talking about before?
I'll explain. A couple of years ago, we decided that wouldn't it be kind of cool if we could find some really talented kite flyers right in the Kenosha area. So I started a contest called Kenosha's Got Kite Talent. And the first year, we had a guy, his name is Jake Peters. He's from Kenosha. He came out with some, I'm going to say, fairly cool, large kites. And he won all the gift certificates. He was the guy. And we have been using him ever since to fly our giant kites. So he'll be flying the IKEA shark kite this year. He'll be flying the IKEA heart kite, the giant octopus kite.
You know, that's the one. That's the one I remember. The giant octopus one. Yeah, the giant octopus. Yeah.
150 feet long.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun. But back to Kenosha's Got Kite Talent. We're going to be looking for talented kite flyers who will come out and maybe bring a kite that's very unique, maybe a kite that will do really fun things in the sky, maybe some large kites. We'd like to see people with talent with their kites to come out and show us what they got.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I remember the octopus kite. It was up there like all day. It just floated in the sky. It just stayed there. They anchored the string, and it just stayed up there all afternoon. It was huge.
Believe it or not, that kite is anchored to giant tent stakes, and it's 4,000-pound line holding that kite up.
Yeah, I remember that now, yeah. Oh, good, you can have that back again. All right,
that's going to be back.
Quick review, the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight. It's this weekend, 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and this is going to be at Kennedy Park. It's free parking, free admission, free everything. Bring a kite. If you don't have a kite, you can buy one there from Gift of Wings. They'll sell them to you. And they've got guest artists performing kite stunts throughout the day. They've got the grand launch at noon, 400 to 500 kites, candy drops from the city of Kenosha. A lot of stuff going on. And you've been doing it 22 years, did you say?
Yeah, in Kenosha. This is our 22nd year. Love Kenosha and love Kennedy Park.
Well,
we forgot one thing, John.
Yeah, what is it?
The LeafGuard Kids Mad Dash. And what that is we're going to give out 100 free kites to the first 100 kids that sign up and participate to see who can get their kite the highest in 60 seconds.
Whoa.
It's a fun event. We have a countdown. They have 60 seconds. And we're going to have some, you know, that'll be a fun contest for the kids and for the adults who want to help us untangle that line.
Well, may you be blessed with enough wind to get the kites up this weekend. How's that?
That's perfect. Thank you.
All right. You got to depend on nature for this stuff. That's the tough part.
Well, you know, whenever you do an outdoor activity,
I know, and you know this.
You're always at the mercy of the weather.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you're going to have nice weather, and let's have a good event this weekend. The Out of Sight Kite Flight, the IKEA Out of Sight Kite Flight at Kennedy Park in Kenosha, Saturday and Sunday, June 7th and 8th, this weekend from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Scott Fisher from Gift of Wings. Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
Hey, Don, thank you, and go fly a kite.
Yes! Bye. Have a good day. All right, now time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Comedian Sinbad will appear in Tyler Perry's upcoming film, Straw. This may not sound like major news, but it is when you factor in that the comedian suffered a debilitating stroke 5 years ago and was hospitalized for months. The former star of his own show called The Sinbad Show said he is thrilled for the opportunity to be back in front of the camera and said the road back has been difficult. According to the New York Post, the film also stars Sherry Shepherd and Taraji Henson. Director Perry says, I know it's been really difficult for him, so giving him this opportunity made me feel amazing. The daughter of Tim McGraw and Faith Hill chose Pride Month to come out as queer. 28-year-old Gracie, the oldest of the couple's three daughters and a working actress, shared the news in an Instagram post on June 2nd. This is the first time the country music power duo's daughter has opened up about her sexuality. McGraw and Hill have yet to comment on the post, but in the past, Hill has expressed public support for the LGBTQ+ community. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And talking about Civic Media, it's our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest going on right now, our statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app. And when you do, look for WRJN on the list of radio stations and just hit the text button with the word WARM, W-A-R-M, WARM. That's our text to win keyword this hour, WARM. When you do, you'll be in the running for $100. Win or lose the 100, you're still in the running for the getaways to Door County and the Dells. WARM, that's our keyword. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN and text that word to us, all right? Hey, time for the rest of the story with Paul Harvey, brought to you daily by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 50th Avenue. Excuse me, 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. Sunnyside Florist. Paul coming up in 30 seconds.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. Alaskan sourdough Slim Williams was a friend of mine. Kept his sled dogs tethered in camp. All but one sled dog, a young male named Buck. He'd be the lead dog someday, old Slim always said. And his pal Eddie agreed, so they trusted him, pretty much let him run free. Then one morning, while Eddie was checking the downstream trap line, Slim went hunting. Game had been scarce for many winter weeks now, so Slim headed for new territory beyond the next ridge, hunted hard all that day only to be disappointed, and worse still, dusk was rolling in before Slim realized that he had ranged too far. He must return to camp before being discovered by the most deadly enemy a man can have in the northern wilderness, the cold. The cold, which at once exhilarates and anesthetizes, which lulls you with blissful hallucinations, gently tucks you in, and then murders you in your sleep. As night fell, Slim drove himself onward. The smart thing would have been to build a fire, but the insidious cold had found its way past his body and his brain all the way to where reasoning is born. He did manage to fire his rifle once in the air before lying down in the trail. One rifle shot to try to summon help, and then a short rest, he told himself. But soon he had drifted to sleep, all the way to the brink of forever after. So many before him had lost their lives thus. And yet the next thing Slim knew, the next thing he knew, he was being clawed by some powerful animal. A wolverine, he was certain, tearing the parka right off his head. Blood streaming his face, Slim could make out a pair of eyes shining in the darkness. He must get up. He must get away from this beast, Slim thought, or be eaten where he lay. So Slim struggled to his feet. He started to run. Number of times he fell, only to be attacked again, and to rise and to run again. And before too long, Slim was back in camp at his own cabin door. And that's where Eddie found him unconscious. Thawing out would take days. When Slim came around, he told Eddie about the wolverine with claws a foot long, he said. That was no wolverine, Eddie grinned. That was Buck. That was the sled dog that Slim had left untethered. In fact, the dog had kept Slim's parka, had been guarding it solemnly as his master recuperated. Of course, now Slim realized what had happened. That Buck had heard Slim fire his rifle. Buck had heard that one rifle shot, had run out and found him, woke him up, chased him home. Why had Eddie not heard? Well, the trees were freezing that night, and when tree sap freezes in those parts, it makes a loud bang, much like gunfire. Much of what we know of the Alaskan frontier at the turn of the 20th century, we've learned from the stories Slim Williams told when he returned to civilization. And among the threads comprising that rich historical tapestry was the story of a dog that Slim had once had, a sled dog named Buck. And the old sourdough realized one terrible night that Buck could tell the difference between the sharp crack of freezing sap and a rifle shot. Of course, you know now how very much more that meant, because now you know the rest of the story.
It's 7:31. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Southeastern Wisconsin is still under an air quality advisory through midday. It comes after almost a week of on-and-off concerns about pollution. The DNR says the particle levels may remain unhealthy for sensitive groups, particularly near Lake Michigan. People with breathing or heart issues should continue to avoid extended outdoor activity until conditions improve. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office can now hire deputies at the age of 19. The county board this week voted to lower the minimum age and college credit requirements. Applicants may now apply at the age of 18 and a half, with non-sworn positions needing just 40 college credits instead of 60. Board members say the change is designed to help fill vacancies. The Racine Mobile Voting RV is one of the reasons Republicans say they want a change in accountability. Joanne Krulatz has more.
Republican lawmakers are proposing legislation to make it easier to bring election complaints to court if dismissed by the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The bill would make changes to current state law, allowing anyone who appeals a commission decision to have legal standing to bring the complaint to court. The move comes after the Wisconsin Supreme Court dismissed a 2022 lawsuit challenging the use of a mobile voting van in Racine, ruling that Racine County Republican Party Chair Kenneth Brown did not have legal standing to bring the suit.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Skip the long lines and crowds. Shop local at Cristiano's Supermarket. It's your neighborhood stop for a full selection of groceries at prices that fit your budget. From pantry staples to plain t-shirts, they have what you need. Plus, they accept EBT for added convenience. Grab a money order, enjoy a fresh Lee's Deli sub, and pick up a Wisconsin State Lottery ticket. Plenty of winners found their luck at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just great prices and real value. Swing by Cristiano's Supermarket today, 21st and Kearney in Racine.
Boy, the high price for beef cattle driving our dairy industry towards a milk slump. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The high price that's being paid right now for cull cows, even heifers and baby calves, could be driving us towards a milk spiral coming up as soon as this fall. That's the projections of Cody Koster, dairy risk manager with EverAg.
But I believe that this is all going to kind of come to a head. You might have to wait until September, October, getting into quarter four type time frame for this to really happen. But when we do see it happen, I think it's going to be a spiral. And when we see that flat line of milk production, the next month you see lower, it's going to be like, okay, now everyone's catching on and we're seeing the ramifications of breeding differently than we have been for the past 10, 20 years in a row.
Cody Koster, he's a dairy risk manager with EverAg, and he said it's not just the United States that's caught up in this swirl of high beef prices, forcing dairies to liquidate their heifers. He said it's happening in Europe as well. Markets are next.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVet's Bovine Goldlight to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Goldlight keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Goldlight at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Yesterday, the barrel cheese gained a penny and three quarters at 186. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and three quarters at 192. Double A butter, that dropped a quarter of a cent on Thursday to 255 and three quarters per pound. This morning, the July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese, currently up three at 1867. The August milk closed 17 cents lower, 1901. Currently, July corn's down two. December new crop down a penny and a half, 447. July soybeans are down a penny. November new crop down a half at 1033. The wheat for July currently 3.5 cents lower at 542 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand rolling into a Friday trade session. More news available anytime you want it at MidwestFarmReport.com, and check out our podcast as well. I'm PM Yonke.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at FishOnMarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, and we're going to be dealing with more of that wildfire smoke again here today. But we will become partly cloudy this afternoon with a high near 70 today. Tonight, mostly clear, 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 64, with showers likely tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm not always the best about washing my hands, you know. Matter of fact, I hate washing my hands. I know that's not popular to say these days. And honestly, it's never really been that popular to say. But I hate it. I like to compliment people's bathroom soaps so they think I wash my hands. I hate when I'm in a public restroom and somebody else comes in there because I'm like, dang, now I gotta wash my hands. And the soap they give you now, they don't even give you real soap. They just give you foam in there. It's like used soap. It's like soap that somebody else has already worked into a lather. I don't know about you, but I'd kind of like to work my own lather. That's not a service I'm looking for. They say they give you the foam to conserve soap, and I had no idea we were dealing with a soap crisis. So I like to do my part by just not using any at all.
Just
quick reminder, it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Checks to Win contest, our statewide contest this hour. Download the Civic Media app. Do it right now. Civic Media app. Just go to the App Store, Civic Media app. It takes 3 seconds to download. And used in the old days, it used to take you like a half hour. Now it takes 3 seconds. Download the app. Look on the list of radio stations we own, and you'll see WRJN. Click on WRJN and text the keyword WARM. W-A-R-M. WARM. Text that keyword to us, and you'll be in the running for $100. And if you win or lose the $100, you will also have a chance to win a getaway to Door County or the Dells. So text that keyword WARM to us right now. Don't forget, because we're going to talk movies right now with my best buddy. And Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters. And I feel bad because you're getting on a weekend vacation and you save time for me. I feel terrible.
Well, there's a lot going on at the cinema and a lot of good things at the theater. So a lot of things for people to see.
All right, let's talk about the first movie. The big one is Ballerina.
That's right. This is Ballerina. It's a John Wick saga film, and it stars Ana de Armas and Keanu Reeves. And it is an action spectacular. If you like John Wick movies, you are going to love Ballerina. This one actually takes place in the timeline between John Wick Chapter 3 and John Wick Chapter 4. And the film plays, you know, it follows Ana de Armas' character, and she's beginning to find and train in assassin traditions from Russia. So Keanu Reeves is in this one as well. It's got a ton of action. Again, if you've seen the John Wick movies, and many of us have, you are going to love this one. It is absolutely the same type of thrilling action on screen.
What is Dangerous Animals? Sounds like a pack of wild dogs or something. Dangerous Animals, what's that?
It's a thriller, and it takes place on the ocean. It's got a great rating in Rotten Tomatoes. This is an 84% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. This is about a woman. She's a savvy and free-spirited surfer, and she's abducted by this shark-obsessed serial killer and held captive on his boat. So she's got to figure out how to escape from this lunatic before he ritualistically feeds her to the sharks. So really interesting premise on this one. It's not your. It will make you think. You thought Jaws made you think twice about the open ocean. This one maybe make you think twice about surfing alone. I'll tell you that much.
You know why these ocean movies are so scary? Because you're out there and there's nowhere to go. You're trapped on an. You can't even escape because if you can't swim, you know, miles and miles. So it's very claustrophobic for people, and everybody can relate to being stuck somewhere. Well, you can't do anything about it. Whoa. And by the way, the in people in show business don't say Rotten Tomatoes anymore, I found out the other day. They say it's got an RT rating.
Okay, that's a new thing.
It's got an RT rating now. They don't even say Rotten Tomatoes. Say if you want to be with the in crowd in Hollywood, RT. Just remember that. All right, what's Peppa Meets the Baby?
Peppa Meets the Baby cinema experience. It's put together a bunch of different episodes of Peppa Pig. The popular animated series, if you have a young child at home, you know Peppa Pig. In this whole series that they're going to show us on screen, Peppa Pig meets a new sibling for the first time. The runtime is an hour and 5 minutes, but parents of young children will love this one. It's 10 Peppa Pig episodes back to back. There's 6 new songs. If you're watching Peppa Pig at home with a young child, whether you're a parent or grandparent, they'll happen to love this one. This one doesn't have, quote, an RT rating just yet, Don. But I can guarantee you, if you see this at the theater with your small child that loves Peppa Pig at home, they will enjoy it on screen. And it's only an hour and 5 minutes, but it's packed with a lot of episodes. But that's the right length for a child of this.
Right. Yeah, kids have a short attention span. They can handle an hour. But they can't handle 2 hours. 2 hours is tough for little kids to get very squirmy in their chairs there. All right, so let's talk about Dogma. I can't believe it's 25 years since this thing's been out.
Oh, we can't believe that either. So back at the theaters is Kevin Smith's Dogma. And I remember when this movie first came out, it was controversial because there was a bit of a satire on Catholicism. I mean, there were things going on. George Carlin plays a cardinal in the movie. But it has become a classic, at least one that Kevin Smith's fans really enjoy. They're happy to have this back in theaters. We have it this Sunday and then another time next week, and is to play in kind of as a special event. And if you remember right, this is packed with a lot of people. Dogma follows the story of two fallen angels. One is played by Ben Affleck and one is played by Matt Damon. And they discover a loophole in the Catholic doctrine that will let them get back to heaven. So Linda Florentino plays a faith-struggling woman. There's an erased 13th apostle that you never hear of in the Bible, played by Chris Rock. And then, of course, you have Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith playing Jay and Silent Bob. There are so many people in this movie when you look at people that line up to play and be around Kevin Smith. I mean, Alan Rickman is in the movie. Alanis Morissette has a cameo in this movie. Really holds up for its time in terms of being a Kevin Smith classic. And this was at the height of Kevin Smith's fame. He had just come off of movies like Clerks and Mallrats and Chasing Amy, and then you had Dogma.
You know, it's talking about anniversaries. Back to the Future is celebrating its 40th anniversary. 40 years. Whoa. That's a long time, because I remember when I saw Back to the Future, it played 1 year at one of your theaters, the theater on North 76th Street. It played one full year. You can't do that anymore, but back then you could, and that's a long time. Whoa, Back to the Future, 40th anniversary. All right, what's the kid's dream? I remember the kid's dream. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, every summer we bring back and we do a series for people to bring their kids to the movies. It's matinees. They occur every Sunday through Thursday. It plays for 8 weeks, and it starts up this Sunday. The best part about that is these movies are only $3. And right now, you can buy a passport. So you can buy a passport that gets you all 8 movies of the summer season for only $12. So when you look at that, $1.50 a movie, it's a great way to bring people, you know, your kids to the movies, to get them something to do during the summer. Every week, there's always going to be a rainy day. There's going to be a day that's really hot and humid. There's going to be something going on. This is a great and expensive way to bring kids out to the movies, and also a great way to bring very young children to the cinema to have them see kind of their first movie experiences. So that's our Kids Dream Summer Series. It kicks off this Sunday. It will go for 8 weeks, Sunday through Thursday for matinee showings, and the price is unbeatable when you look at that. This Sunday, we're going to bring back Despicable Me 4, and then we have a bunch of other classic movies to go see. You can check it all out at marcustheaters.com/kidsdream. And like I said, the best value, just go ahead and buy that passport for $12. You can see 8 movies during the summer, and it's a great deal.
You know, my daughter's 45 years old now, but she was little. One of her big joys in life was watching the Care Bears. They're back after 40-some-odd years, the Care Bears. Whoa.
When I read this, I was very, very surprised that you're seeing the new Care Bears movies in the works from Warner Brothers. The last time they were on the big screen was their 1985 Care Bear movie.
I know. My daughter was 5 years old.
It's been a period of time now. You and I always go back and forth and say, I would never have bet on this, you know, in terms of an animated movie. And I can tell you that it's been a while since the Care Bears have been part of the fabric of our everyday lives. But obviously, there's still an affinity there from people to go see the Care Bears. They're going to bring them back from Warner Brothers. We don't have a date on this, but we can look forward to this. And I am very interested to see the public's reaction to seeing this group of bears back in the big screen.
Then we got a new Nick Jonas movie. What's that about?
Yeah, Nick Jonas, of course, well-accomplished musician. He's been doing films as well. And the famed director MCG is going to be doing a special project. And in this special project, he's directing the Kiss biopic Shout It Out Loud. Nick Jonas is going to be playing Kiss frontman Paul Stanley in the movie. So, you know, Kiss recently just officially retired, at least for now. They went on their last farewell tour. And we know that they're basically a groundbreaking famed band that started in the 70s and went all the way until, I think, last year they ended up their retirement tour. But Nick Jonas playing Paul Stanley in this one should be fun, should be epic when you consider all of the things and all of the backstories between the members of Kiss. Because not only do you have Paul Stanley, but I'm sure, Will, I'm interested to see who's playing Gene Simmons in this one as well.
Gene Simmons was selling Kiss coffins at one time where you can be buried with the Kiss logo on it. And you had to buy it through him because it's the Kiss logo. And I saw the casket. It's a Kiss coffin, which is great when you're at the, you know, memorial or wake service. But once it's in the ground, no one's ever going to see it again. I don't think they will anyway. All right, hang in there. We're talking to Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. More movie stuff coming up in just a moment. Do not forget, we're in the midst of our Scani Summer Text to Win Statewide contest from Civic Media at WRJN. This is the last time I'm going to tell you this hour. Download the Civic Media app. Look for WRJN on the list of radio stations there. Click on WRJN. Text the keyword WARM. Warm, W-A-R-M, warm. Text that keyword after you download the Civic Media app and click on WRJN. And when you do, you'll be in the running for $100. Win or lose the money, you're still going to be in the running for our grand prizes, vacation getaways to the Dells and Door County. Warm, that's the keyword this hour.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. Emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Today's big deal of the day. X-Golf Kenosha, where the conditions are always perfect. Tee off on over 50 championship courses in a climate-controlled setting. No weather delays, no bugs, and no sunburn. Whether you're fine-tuning your swing or just enjoying a round with friends, X-Golf Kenosha brings the course to you. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Father's Day weekend. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for. Four Saints Family Festival, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Career changers, including veterans and active duty service members. Your transition starts here. Go from GI to IT in a matter of months. Become a certified cyber warrior with training at My Computer Career. Cybersecurity specialists are in high demand, offering IT pros great opportunities and a rewarding lifestyle while protecting our people, liberty, and treasured institutions from cyber threats. Deploy your career in IT today. Learn more at mycomputercareer.edu/CWP. SkillBridge and other VA benefits are available to those who qualify.
W-R-J-N. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters on board. We're going to talk about candy now. We've been talking about candies in the last few weeks because I watched that History Channel special on the history of movie theater candy, which was fascinating because I never knew how much thought actually went into it to get those original candies. And you put out a list of all the candies that are the most popular ones state by state. And here in Wisconsin, it was peanut butter M&Ms, which I have never eaten and I will never eat because I'm not a peanut butter fan. But that's the most popular one here. But cookie dough bites, I think I had them once. I loved them. And a lot of states have them as the most popular candy, theater candy, which was really
good. That's right. They're sold in a lot of movie theaters. And for clarification, the most popular candy is peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah, but
peanut M&Ms, not peanut butter M&Ms.
Oh, that's right. It says peanut M&Ms. You're right.
Peanut M&Ms. There is a peanut butter flavor, but it's peanut M&Ms.
Yeah. I got it wrong. I still don't
want it. It's actually the most popular candy. 13 states have peanut M&Ms as the most popular candy going forward. But cookie dough bites are sold by us. They're sold all around. I mean, I think in the mid-90s those came out. Very good, obviously, when you think about how many people just sit at home and eat cookie dough. Why not package it up and sell it to them in bite-sized bites?
You know,
that works out very well.
I didn't see snow caps on the list.
You know, Snowcaps is not on there. In fact, a lot of feeders will carry them and will not carry those.
Why?
It's one of the original. It's one of the original candies.
Yeah.
You know, I honestly don't know. I think it's just by sales. Snowcaps not on here. The other thing, and this is a big debate, because if you go to a feeder, you're always going to see a red licorice. However, it's going to be one of two brands, and it's usually never both. And some people swear by one, and some people swear by the other. You're either going to find Twizzlers or Red Vines. And people that like Red Vines and people that like Twizzlers are diehard one way or the other. For instance, California, their number one snack is Red Vines. Other states, you'll find Twizzlers, like Alabama, like Delaware, like a couple others. But the Twizzlers, Red Vines, you'll find that question heat up every once in a while. That question will come up even when they're interviewing celebrities, Red Vines versus Twizzlers. So that's an interesting fact about movie theaters. If you go to a movie theater that's not your own, check out what red licorice they have.
Huh. I never knew there was a difference. The snow caps are basically small nonpareil candy. You get the big nonpareils when you go to a candy store. But snow caps, you're right. It's one of the three original candies that came out at theaters back when they had three of them. And that was one of the originals. And I can't believe that's not that's one of my favorites. Oh, man. Okay. This is interesting. I told you about we were going to do this. These are movie actors that almost died during the movie production. This is fascinating. Brendan Fraser almost suffocated for real during a scene in The Mummy where they tried to hang him. You got to be careful. Michael J. Fox lost consciousness when a hanging scene went wrong in Back to the Future 3. That's when he went back to the Wild West. Almost 100 people were poisoned on the set of Titanic. Someone spiked the chowder with PCP. Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio weren't working that day. The culprit never caught, but James Cameron says he has a pretty good suspicion who did it. Uh-oh. Let's see what else we got here. Actor Vic Morrow. This is a famous one. Vic Morrow and two Vietnamese child actors killed while filming 1982's Twilight Zone, the movie. A helicopter crashed, landed on them, decapitated them. I actually saw the footage of it, and wow, that's probably one of the worst accidents ever making a movie. Jim Caviezel was struck by lightning while filming the Sermon on the Mount scene in The Passion of the Christ. And Bo Derek attacked by a lion. I saw the scene. She was attacked by a lion while filming the movie Tarzan the Ape Man. So these are scary. That's dangerous. And of course, you got that big rust thing that happened while they were filming the movie Rust with Alec Baldwin. That film came out and left already. Did they make any money? Do you know?
It came out, you know, on limited releases. Most theaters did not pick it up, and you can find it on streaming now. Obviously, a tragic story there about what happened during the production.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Get some other stuff here. So we got enough time to do some of this stuff here. Okay. There are certain things that happen in movies that can't happen in real life. People think they can. They say, well, I've seen it in the movie. Well, you know what? That doesn't mean anything. Here are some of the most popular things that happen in movies that really can't happen. Someone falls and catches the edge of something hanging just by their fingers. Yeah, don't try it because it doesn't work. In the movies, it works, but it doesn't work in real life. How about those spotless air ducts? You ever see when they escape through air ducts and they're just spotless clean? You ever see a real air duct? Loaded with dirt and soot. Don't try that. People getting pistol whipped, being knocked unconscious and waking up later functioning normally. It doesn't happen like that. You get serious brain damage. A character moving 4 feet from the other characters and having full volume side conversations and no one else can hear it. For example, I'm talking to you and I move away from Greg Marcus and I'm talking full volume. And in the movies, Greg wouldn't be able to hear us. But in real life, of course, he can hear you. He's right there. Let's see. Nobody ever gets tired in the movies, especially these action films. They never get tired. You never see Stallone in all those action films or Arnold Schwarzenegger ever get tired and say, oh, I'm out of breath. I got to catch my breath. Never. They just keep going and going. Unemployed bachelors with spacious penthouse apartments in desirable locations, and they don't have a job. Waking up looking fresh and styled and mostly in a good mood every morning. You don't see that in real life. Married people can tell you that. Hackers saying, typing 300 words per minute. 5 seconds later, I'm in. Hacking doesn't happen that fast. But you've seen all these things in the movies that aren't true, and we just accept them. But in real life, have you ever seen a movie with an action star say, hold on, I got to catch my breath. I'm out of breath. Hold on a second. You never saw that, did you?
No, it's funny. You know, they've only got 2 hours to tell the narrative. So they have to come back somehow. You know, that's the way I always thought about that.
And when was the last time you saw Schwarzenegger say, "Oh, I gotta go. Wait, I gotta go to the bathroom. Hold on." They never go to the bathroom. You never see that in action movies. Say, "Oh man, I can't change my. Oh, I gotta find a bathroom real quick." You never see that in the movies. All right, let's do a quick review of what's opening up this weekend. Then we got to get you out to your vacation. Go ahead.
All right, Ballerina's out. It's rated R from Armidaramus and Keanu Reeves. They star in it. Dangerous Animals, the R-rated thriller. And then for young children, Peppa Meets the Baby cinema experience. We've also got showings of Dogma on Sunday. That's the 25th anniversary celebration. And then Marcus Theater's Kids Dream kicks off this Sunday, and we'll have that series going on from Sunday through Thursday all summer long. Lots to do at the movies. It is a really great movie season this summer. Go check out a movie, and we'll be talking about it each week.
And by the way, you didn't mention, but Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom playing in a couple of weeks.
It will play next weekend for Father's Day. It's Indiana Jones and Last Crusade.
Oh, Last Crusade. That's right, right.
Fitting for Father's Day.
Yeah, that's the one with Sean Connery, and my wife wants to go see it. That's her favorite Indiana Jones film. I said, we'll see it on the big screen. We don't have to watch it on a little TV screen. Hey, enjoy your vacation. You keep it safe, and we'll talk next week, all right?
Will do. Sounds good, Dan.
All right, there you go. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. It's exactly 8 o'clock on the nose.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Where did it all go wrong?
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore.
President Trump, after a simmering rift with Elon Musk, exploded into public view. The Doge chief spent the weekend bashing Mr. Trump's budget package, then suggested the president is listed in Jeffrey Epstein's